Welcome to week one, day four. Boy, I hope you're growing. There's a lot of stuff here. I hope you're doing your study guides. Boy, if you're doing those study guides, that'll give you an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to be speaking to you. And I hope you're also memorizing the scriptures as best as you can. Maybe you won't get them down completely, but at least try to tuck the Word of God in your heart. Yesterday's truth was important and it was practical. Let's review it. The Holy Spirit has been sent alongside of us to help us. Remember Parakletos. The Holy Spirit has been sent alongside it to help us. And then number two, we learned yesterday that the Spirit is to lead us to all truth, even the truth of God's will in every situation. Number three, the Spirit has given us counsel, wisdom, and fortitude. Now, what's counsel? I want you, I repeat a lot of things because repetition's the mother of learning. I want you to know these things inside and out. I don't want you to forget them. I want to give you a tool and say, here, look at this tool. Here's how it works. And if you don't understand it, you won't know how it works. Are you using the tools of counsel, wisdom, and fortitude? You know, a lot of people, oh my goodness, you know, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, for a lot of people, it's, oh yeah, 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 that's confirmation. You know, we put up banners, you know, a church of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then when confirmation's done, we put the banners away and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are put away. We need to know these gifts. Counsel is the gift whereby we know God's will. Wisdom is how to do God's will. It's the practical application of God's will. And then number three, fortitude is the strength to accomplish God's will. Because you can't. You got to be coming convinced of this. You cannot do God's will in and of yourself. You're too weak. You're too small. So the Holy Spirit's coming alongside to help you by saying, hey, here's the Father's will. Here's how to do it. And I'm going to give you the strength to do it. And then yesterday, the other thing that we learned is number four, we need not doubt that we can hear from God because the bishop laid hands on us, anointed us to seal the Spirit of God into our life. You don't need to question. Gosh, boy, I wonder if I'll ever hear from God. I wonder if I can hear from God. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can hear from God because you have the gift, the ability. Did you hear that? You have the ability to hear from God. You're not like somebody that's like, well, gosh, you know, Brennan, I'm not able to do that. Yes, you are. You have the gift. You just don't know how to use it. You haven't practiced it. If you practice with it, if you turn to God and say, oh, Holy Spirit, come on, come along. Oh, Holy Spirit, come quick, come quick. You need to come alongside and you need to help me and you need to help me quick, Holy Spirit. I need to know God's will. What do I do? Give me counsel, Holy Spirit. Counsel me right now. Isn't that an interesting word? The word is counsel. The Holy Spirit wants to counsel you. Okay, now, Spirit of God, make me wise. How do I do this? Now, okay, now I know how to do it. Okay, Holy Spirit, now I need your fortitude to get it accomplished. This is good news to me. So you can hear God's voice because the Spirit is dwelling in you. And the Spirit is ready to speak. God, your Father, wants to speak to you and is giving you everything you need. He has given you everything you need to hear his voice. Today's memory verse. Today's memory verse is Psalm number 1, Psalm 1 verse 2. Psalm 1 verse 2. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Psalm 1 verse 2. Now we also have our three principles of hearing from God. Number one, God is my Father. Number two, my Father has a plan for my life. And number three, my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. You've got that memorized, don't you? You got to get that down. You got to get that down. You got to pray about it and you need to understand those three. And as you understand those three principles there, you're going to grow in faith to hear from God. Today I want to get into practical tools on how to hear God's voice. I want to share with you a practical tool that the saints have used for generations. Back to easily, we know for sure, in the late 200s, they were using this tool. This is something that is time-tested, saint-making material. And it's called Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina. Lectio is the Latin word for reading, and divina, divine, right? So this is divine reading. This is how you approach reading divine things so that God can speak to you. This is how to hear from God. I'm giving you a practical tool to hear from God. You've got the ability. Now you need the tool. God's word is what God sounds like. Well, Brandon, what does God sound like? Does he sound like this? Moses, Moses, take off your shoes, for I stand on holy ground. Or you stand on holy ground. Is that what God sounds like? He's got to sound, you know, real deep. And, you know, when he talks, he shakes the earth. No, no, no. That's not what we're talking about. When we talk about what does God sound like, excuse me from doing that Moses stuff, I strained my voice. What does God sound like? He sounds like his word. Pick up the Bible. Start reading it. That's God's word. What does God sound like? He sounds like his word, the scriptures, the Bible. And we need to be trained in hearing God's word. And God trains us to hear his word through the reading of his word. God trains our ear to hear his word through the reading of his word. God trains us for his word through his word. So we need to be in the Word of God, in Scripture, meditating on Scripture, because we know this is what he sounds like. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, Joshua 1, 8, it says, this book of the law, which, and when we talk about the book of the law in Scripture, we're talking about the Scriptures themselves. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous. Ooh, doesn't that sound good? Then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Does anybody set out to do something where, oh, I hope it fails? I don't want to accomplish anything here. No, gee, everybody wants to accomplish something. And when you do something, you want to see it prosper. You want to see it, wow, I want to see this thing take off. We all have dreams that we want to see take off. And what does the Word of God say? As you meditate on his word. See, the reason is, as you meditate on his word, you're going to discover his will. And then when you do his will, things are going to prosper. They're going to flourish. And you're going to have success. But you got to be meditating on his word day and night. That's why I've given you these scripture memorization cards. So you can tuck the word of God into your heart and you can meditate on his word. Psalm 1 verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers. There's that word again. See, as we're meditating on the word of God, we're going to prosper in our life. Why? Because we're doing the will of God. What is Lectio Divina? Lectio Divina is four components to Lectio. I don't want to say steps because you'll flow in and out of these here. But there's four parts, if you will, to Lectio Divina. The first part of Lectio Divina is to read. Lectio. The first step is to just to read. You pick a passage in Scripture. You read it slowly. Slowly. And you read it three or four times. Just, it doesn't need to be something long. Just something short. And you just read it over and over. And you just let it sink into your heart. Second step is to meditate. Meditatio. What is God saying to you? Use the who, what, where, when, and why questions. God, what are you saying to me? Who is this for, God? What is this about? Why are you saying this to me, God? Then oratio means to speak. Speak to God about what he's saying to you. In the meditation, he's doing the talking. Now in the oratio, the next step, oratio, to speak. Now you talk to him. Now make a note here that meditation, The meditatio and the oratio, the praying part, can flow back and forth between you and the Holy Spirit. And it's a conversation then. And then the last step is contemplatio, to contemplate. Read the passage again. Sit and enjoy the presence of the Lord. Let the word you have read become a point for God to speak to you more clearly and personally into your life. So, four components to Lectio Divina. Lectio, meditatio, oratio, contemplatio. Memorize these. Get these down. It's in your study guide. Take a look at this. We're going to use this often in our series. It's going to be a tool you're going to go back to and back to and back to. Why? Because this is a tool that makes saints. Excuse me again, sorry. Let me give you an example of Lectio Divina. I've not rehearsed this. I've not journaled about this in years. I did when I was like 18. I'm 47 now. But I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to move out loud in my spirit and show you what is happening in my soul as I use Lectio. So get ready. Wish me some luck here. Okay. The scripture that that the Holy Spirit has led me to is Psalm 34 verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34 verses 1 through 3. Here's what the Word of God says. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Okay, that's my first reading of it. I'm looking, is there anything that's jumping out as I'm reading this? Is there anything that's calling to me? I want to pay attention. Is there any words or phrases where I want to, if you will, land, stay with, chew upon? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. What are you remembering as you think back on this passage? What sticks out to you? Words, phrases. See, whatever is sticking out to you isn't just a matter of your memory. We believe that's the Holy Spirit calling to you, speaking to you. Okay, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit live out loud through me. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's what's speaking to me. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, why is that phrase sticking out to me? And the Lord is showing me that lately, my lips have been really negative. I've been really negative in my speech. Instead of his praise shall be continuing in my mouth, I've been negative. I've not been exercising faith. I've been using woe is me type statements instead of praise type statements. So that's my meditation. Now I'm going quickly through this, and then now oratio. I'm going to pray about this. Father, I give my tongue to you. Lord, you know the reason why I've been so negative lately. You know what's bothering me. I ask you to heal me in this area of my life. I give you permission, Father, to heal me. Now the contemplation would be to sit there and allow the Lord now to heal that area in my life that's leading me into this negativity. Do you see how that works? Lectio Divina, it'll renew your life. It'll help you to hear from God. Why? Because what does God's voice sound like? It sounds like his word. Therefore, we need to be meditating on the word of God. That's Lexio Divina.